now to that do-it-yourself rocker we mentioned before. Australian musician Claude Hay built his own house. He customized his own touring van, complete with a recording studio. He even makes his own instruments. And his music is DIY as well, using looping slide guitar, sitar, bass, and electronic percussion to put a signature stamp on traditional blues, laced with a healthy dose of funk.
One more, but you got none left. I set fire to a treasure chest. I got money, it's some money to burn, but don't forget it. Gonna stay, wanna stay for a long time. Your kids will day see sunshine. Make conscious of the things you buy, but don't forget. La, da, da, da.
That's Don't Forget off Claude Hay's new CD, Deep Fried Satisfied, on Ingot Rock Records. Claude Hay and his homemade guitar have made their way from down under to our studio at NPR West. Mr. Hay, thanks a lot for making the trip, and I hope your frequent flyer account is up to date.
Yeah, oh, no problem. I don't even have one, actually.
Oh, you better. I better get on top of that. Yeah, exactly. I have to ask you, though, your new CD, Deep Fried Satisfied, comes out of your love of fried food.
Yeah.
Now, wait a minute. Now, yeah. I can see, you know, love for a woman or a place or a car as inspiration, but fried food?
I actually wrote half of that album in the US about a year and a half ago, and it was just more about fun, and I did eat quite a lot of junk food.
So you're not denying.
I am a bit guilty there. I mean, when I was in New York, I never had New York style pizza before, and it blew my mind out. The way I met a lot of people there, and the culture behind that pizza there was fascinating. So that's kind of where it's all from.
Well, really. It's interesting because you've led us into the first song you're going to play for us. And it's about New York pizza, and
that's
it's
right.
Called Get Me Some. Let's hear it, Claude Hay.
Okay.
Sitting not without biting in. Yes, my tumba starts to mumble. Now exactly what it means. I hear a pizza going. I hear a pizza call. There's only one flavor for me. Nice, best tomato, best cheese, pepperoni. Oh, I'm gonna get me some of that. No, I'm gonna get me some. Oh, I'm gonna get me some of that. Oh, I'm gonna get me some. Oh, I'm gonna get me some of that. No, I'm gonna get me some. Oh, I'm gonna get me some of that. Oh, I'm gonna get me some.
That's Get Me Some, performed by Claude Hay in our studio at NPR West. Claude, makes me hungry for a slice.
That's good. It's done its job.
Yeah. Now, describe the instrument that you built that you're playing.
This is my little baby called Betty. It's basically a twin neck guitar, which I kind of this was made out of an old kitchen bench top, which I had floating around in the shed for a while. It's an old slab of a piece of maple, and I just really wanted to make something that was really adaptable for looping. Really, this is just basically two guitar necks and one neck modified for a bass. And the great thing, I mean, the main reason behind it is just so. With looping, you kind of want to get the song going as soon as possible. And this is great from switching from a bass sound to a sort of a lovely acoustic tone, or you can flick it over to more of an electric sort of tone.
Now, describe what you mean when you talk about looping.
Basically, what it is a little electronic box, which is on the floor, and you plug one of your instruments in it, say like a guitar or something, and then you hit a button. I generally just play something for about one or two bars. Generally, what I'll do, I'll play like a bass line or a percussion line first and get the sort of rhythm section going, and then whack down a bass line. You basically record it, and the good thing about it is you can take the bass in and out, so if you want to bring some dynamics in. I mean, you can keep going, you can add. I mean, I also run another, I've got a kick drum here and a snare, and I've made these pedals that whack a snare drum, and got another pedal that I hit for tambourine and all that sort of stuff. So, and you don't have to put up with smelly bass players and out-of-time drummers. You've just got to learn to put up with yourself, really, which is hard at times.
Oh, dear. So, when you're on tour, I mean, do you carry a hammer or nails, a little toolkit? I mean, how do you satisfy your DIY Jones when you're the road? Go buy some Legos or something?
I mean, that is so funny you say that, because I actually do carry a big toolbox around with me, because, you know, seriously, like in Australia, you've got to do a lot of kilometres. I do about 70,000 kilometres a year, and the car breaks down everywhere you go. And, like, literally, I just left Melbourne before I came here, and the accelerator pedal fell off, and out comes the toolkit, you know, jam a screw in there just to get you going. I remember driving on the freeway trying to pull the cable out of the bottom of the car as I was driving, because it broke when I was driving, and I was on this freeway, everyone's going 110, and then I'm at like 40 k's an hour. So I've just yanked this cable out, and I'm trying to hold and put my head above the dashboard.
Well, you really are a do-it-yourself guy. I mean, it even extends to the fact that you wrote all the songs on this CD, with one very curious exception. You did a cover of the Queen classic, We Will Rock You. Let's hear that for a bit. Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. Are you someone that aspires to do like arena shows or something?
No, I don't know. That's actually done on a sitar, that thing. But I've always loved Queen, you know, and I loved their harmonies. And towards the very end of that song, I cut the instruments out and I bring in a vocal harmony thing. And I thought, what better, you know, band to sort of turn inside out and do harmonies to than Queen? I actually really find it hard to do a cover. I've done so many, and I've never done them live, because I just go, oh, it's terrible. You know, I've really got to try and find something that I can. I'd be terrible on those, you know, those idol shows and all that, because I'd be too fussy, and it'd take me 3 months to find a song to do, because I have to really change it before I even start to like it.
Well, given the sounds and the kind of maximizing of the abilities of your instrument that filter through this entire CD, on the final track, it's really kind of minimal. The song Miss You So, it starts sounding out like an old-time John Lomax recording of a Southern Works song. This is what it sounds like.
That song is probably the most different on the whole album, really. That came from a dark place. And
care to elaborate a bit on the dark place? I mean, the title is Miss You So.
Yeah, unfortunately, I lost my mother last year. She died of cancer, and so that's kind of what that song's about. It's really a dedication to my mum, really.
Our condolences to you.
Yeah. Oh, thank you.
You don't have a lot of good things to say about the modern world on this record. I mean, you know, you got a computer printer, it breaks right away. You get a pristine used car and you find it, it breaks, it falls apart. You're always on hold on the telephone. I mean, you really, not really happy with the things in the modern world.
Yeah, if something really annoys me, those songs come out really easy.
Well, you address some of this in the song, How Can You Live With Yourself, and you're going to perform that for us now.
Oh, okay, yep.
Claude Hay. His new release is called Deep Fried Satisfied on Ingot Rock Records. He joined us from NPR West. Thanks a lot and good luck on the road.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thanks so much for listening.
This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen.